At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for the foothills and the valley from Friday afternoon through Tuesday afternoon. Due to strong high pressure over Northern California, expect dangerously hot conditions, with afternoon highs ranging from 95 to 110. The overnight lows will range from the mid-60s to 80. Now, any localized dense smoke may impact these temperatures as well. Monitor the latest forecasts and warnings for updates on the situation. Be prepared to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke, which can occur due to prolonged exposure to hot temperatures. People most vulnerable include those who spend lots of time outdoors, those without air conditioning, young children, the elderly, and those with chronic illnesses.
Well, Amador County Public Health confirmed yesterday an additional 3 COVID-19 cases and 1 additional death since Friday's COVID-19 update. Now, the individual who passed, a resident of Jackson in their 80s with underlying conditions, which placed them at increased risk for COVID-19 complications. Now, the current active cases linked to travel and family transmission. Total cases in the county to date, 237. Total hospitalized at this time, 3. Total confirmed deaths related to COVID, 15. And the total active case count is at 12. Now, total cases released from isolation to date, 237. Well, to date, Amador County remains in Tier 1, purple, according to California's Blueprint for a Safer Economy framework. Yesterday, under this new framework, hair salons and barbershops able to reopen indoor operations with modifications. Amador still in process of establishing COVID-19 stability, therefore remains in the purple tier. Amador County Public Health will continue to monitor new case and testing positivity rates. COVID-19 activity will need to remain stable to move into the less restrictive tiers.
And on Tuesday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 21 new cases of COVID-19. Of the 21, 8 cases are linked to an outbreak among residents of Avalon Healthcare in San Andreas. Enhanced testing of all residents and staff continues as Avalon infection control staff work closely with Calaveras Health. Now, to date, Calaveras Public Health has reported 257 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Of those cases, 214 have since recovered, while 41 cases remain active. There have been a total of 2 deaths related to COVID-19 in Calaveras County. Calaveras is currently in the substantial or red tier. Some non-essential indoor business operations will open and some will still be closed. For example, restaurants can now open indoors in Calaveras County with modifications, a maximum 25% capacity or 100 people, whichever is fewer. For more information about what will be open and how, visit the Blueprint for Safer Economy website. It's a pretty cool website. It's interactive, and you can type in your county and what business you're actually looking for, and it will bring up the specifications and the restrictions on that business.
Well, the Ione City Council discussed several matters of city business at last night's meeting. The council held a public hearing on amendment to the city code to ease restriction on accessory structures such as garages in residential areas. The hearing turned into freewheeling discussion that included such topics as homeowner association and rules, relation between neighbors over building close to property lines, and the interaction between the building and zoning codes. The council did not reach a decision on the ordinance. Continue the item for more discussion. Well, the council approved the formal dedication of the city skate park at Howard Park, naming the facility officially the Ione Skate Park. Exciting. Following a year-long fundraising effort that raised $368,000, the park was completed in 2002, but never had been formally dedicated or named by the city government. Well, the council also appointed members to a committee to award the city's next planning services contract and discuss the possibility of using capital improvement funds for improvements at the historic railroad depot.
Now, that missing Calaveras juvenile was located safe and a suspect in custody. Rebecca Boyette was arrested in Nevada by the Churchill County Sheriff's Office on Monday evening at about 10 p.m. The child was located in the company of Boyette and taken into protective custody. Calaveras County Sheriff's Office is working with the Calaveras County DA's office regarding extradition and charging. Additionally, the abduction case will be forwarded to the FBI. Boyette is currently in the custody of the Churchill County Sheriff's Office jail on charges which include possession of stolen property, kidnapping, child abuse, willful failure to yield, eluding arrest, reckless driving, and possession of a controlled substance.
Well, on the heels of last week's announcement of free breakfast and lunch for a handful of district schools, the Amador County Unified School District announced yesterday, starting today, the USDA and National School Lunch Program has approved Amador County Unified School District to serve free breakfast and lunch meals to all children under 18. Children do not have to be enrolled in the school district to receive free meals, and children don't have to be present during meal pickup, meaning the parents or others can pick up for them. Now, the service will be provided through the California State Program Seamless Summer Feeding Option and will continue through December, except for school calendar holidays and school breaks. Curbside and bus route locations and times will remain the same. Now, beginning January 1st, school meal service will return back to charging for meals according to your household eligibility. Households that may qualify for free or reduced meals should submit a free and reduced meal application to avoid charges after this program ends. Contact the Food Service Department at 257-7791 if you have any questions or concerns. Again, that's 257-7791.
And in preparing for the possible need to turn off power to prevent wildfires during severe weather, Pacific Gas and Electric Company has adapted its community resource center planning to keep customers and communities safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to spokesperson Brandy Merlot, PG&E has sought feedback and is listening to customers and communities about how it can do better, make improvements, and take action. Since last year's wildfire season, PG&E has participated in nearly 300 meetings with state and federal agencies, local emergency managers, local elected leaders, tribal communities, and customers to listen, partner, and improve. Merlot says PG&E will open these community resource centers in every county where PG&E initiates a public safety power shutoff. While a PSPS is an important wildfire safety tool, losing power disrupts lives, especially for customers sheltering at home in response to COVID-19. So these temporary centers will be open to customers when power is out at their homes and will provide ADA-accessible restrooms and hand-washing stations, medical equipment charging, Wi-Fi, bottled water, and non-perishable snacks. To learn more about PG&E's plans for a PSPS, go to pge.com/wildfire safety.
Well, with door-to-door visits by census takers now underway, the U.S. Census Bureau informing Amador and Calaveras households, you may receive a follow-up visit to ensure everyone's counted. So far, 64.9% of all households have responded online, by phone, or by mail. Another 17.5% have been counted by census takers. In total, over 82.4% of all housing units throughout the nation have been accounted for, with 1 month left to be counted. Now, daily, the Census Bureau updates its list of households that have already responded. It's possible a census taker will still visit the address as part of the Quality Assurance Program, even if a household has already responded. The public encouraged to answer the door and cooperate with census takers as they follow up. If a census taker left a notice of their visit, you can respond online or by phone using the census ID provided on the notice. Households can still respond to the 2020 census through September 30th by going online at 2020census.gov, by phone 844-330-2020, or by completing and mailing back the paper questionnaire they've received.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.